Can I ask and I will be given table and chair, please? معلش سوري انا مش حاضر اقف معلش عجزت شويه فهقعد وانا بتكلم. Thank you very much. Thanks, Paul. About 7-8 years ago, we had this habit to give 5 minutes to our children, just one lesson for them, to feel the very important link between the Vespers and the Ashiya in the church, and the small lesson, small hint to be given, and very short verse. I hope that it may work in their hearts. They are the future of the church. If we don't give an importance to the future of the church, then the church will have no future. The church will have no future without these kids and generations. That's why we have to give them more and more care, not only in the sports or social activities, but small spiritual meal at least once a week with the Vespers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. In our series, in the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Abuna Barsoom started to speak about love. I think he took 2 weeks. I don't know if he has finished last week or not. But the week before, we spoke about the second fruit of the Holy Spirit, which was, do you remember? Joy. Love, joy, and today the third fruit, which is mahabba, farah, salam, peace. Today we'll speak about peace. We'll start to speak about peace, but we are not sure if we conclude it tonight or after 2 weeks from now, God willing. Our topic about the peace will be introduction to the importance of peace, and then 3 main points about peace. Number one, peace with God and peace from God. Number two, peace with people. And number three, peace with myself. هنتكلم عن السلام. نتكلم مقدمة عامة عن السلام وأهميته. وبعدين هنتنقل إلى 3 عناصر مهمة للسلام. نمرة 1، سلام مع الله وسلام من الله. نمرة 2، سلام مع الناس. نمرة 3، سلام مع النفس. General introduction. The peace is one of the very initial factors in our life as a whole. The word peace is very important for people, for societies, and for countries as well. And every president, every king, every ruler speaks about peace and seeks for peace for his people, if he is honest in his governing and ruling, because the peace is a very good guarantee for the good life for the people, for the integrity of the people, and for the prosperity of the people. This is general idea about the importance of peace. Salam كمقدمة حاجة مهمة جدا جدا في المجتمعات للناس
الدول واي رئيس او ملك بيدور على السلام، وكل ملك كل ملك بيتكلم عن السلام، وكل رئيس بيحارب عشان السلام، بيحارب الدول الاخرى وبيحارب ده عشان يضمن ان يبقى فيه سلام في البلد بتاعته. السلام بتدي للناس امان، بتدي للناس تقدم، بتدي للناس راحه، وبتدي للناس ايضا ثقه في الحكام. لكن طبعا بدون السلام هيبقى مجتمع بيسموه مجتمع الغاب، ما فيهوش نظام، ما فيهوش حاجه، ما فيش سلام.
Generally this is the peace, but the peace as a fruit of the Holy Spirit has another concept, different concepts. The peace which the Lord wants us to live in and which the Lord grants us is different, as I said, from the general peace that the people outside speak about. Our Lord said in John 14:27, peace I give to you, or peace I leave to you, my peace I give you, and let not your heart troubled, neither let it be afraid. This is the peace as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's why, for your information, just to remind ourselves, this verse is prayed in one of the Gospels of the Agbaya, which our third hour. Why? Because the third hour is the hour of the descendant of the Holy Spirit. And the peace is a very important fruit of the Holy Spirit. السلام بوجه عام زي ما قلت يختلف عن السلام اللي من ايد ربنا. ربنا عايز يدينا سلام وبيمنحنا سلام. في حنا 14 يقول لهم ايه؟ سلامي اترك لكم، سلامي انا اعطيكم، ليس كما يعطي العالم اعطيكم، لا تضطرب قلوبكم ولا تجزع. واحنا بنصلي الانجيل ده في الساعه الثالثه اللي هي 9 الصبح. 9 الصبح بتناسب ايه؟ حلول الروح القدس، عشان السلام ثمره نمره 3 من ثمار الروح القدس. Also the peace was the first beautiful and joyful song that the angels chanted on the day of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, when they appeared to the shepherds and said, glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. مجد لله. دي الأنشودة اللي قالها الملائكة ساعة ميلاد المسيح للرعاة، قالوها للرعاة وما بيبشروهم. مجد لله في العالي على الأرض السلام وبالناس المسر. عشان كده تلاحظوا حاجة مهمة جدا في جميع صلوات الكنيسة، كل صلوات الكنيسة أبونا يبتدي بالسلام، يقول إيه؟ يقول لي أبونا إريني باسي. يعني إيه إريني باسي؟ السلام لجميعكم، مش كده؟ ويختم بالسلام، يقول لهم امضوا بسلام وسلام الله يكون معكم. خدتوا بالكم الحتة دي؟ ما نقدرش نبتدي الصلاة من غير السلام، وأول وآخر ما نختم به صلواتنا إن الكاهن بيصرف الشعب بسلام. Also the peace is in all our services, in the liturgies. When Abuna comes to our house to pray,
in the matrimony, in the funeral, in the betrothal, in all the sacraments, baptism, confirmation. He starts with Irini Pasi, peace be with you all. And the people reply, and with your spirit. At the end of the liturgy, he says, go in peace, the peace of the Lord, not the peace of the world outside. The peace of the Lord be with you all. In the beginning, at the end, and during the liturgy. During the liturgy, many times, Abuna repeats, Irini Pas, Irini Pas, Irini Pas. Why? Because the priest insists, or the church insists, that the peace must be between the priest and the congregation, and between every member of the congregation and the others. Because we cannot offer our oblations, we cannot pray, we cannot receive the Holy Communion without having peace with God, with the servants, and with one another as well. So it's very important to know that. Right away after the the changing of the oblations into the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. The first litany. What is the first litany? Remember, O Lord, the peace of your only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church. Why? Because the peace is the first thing comes to our mind after Jesus Christ comes to the bread to be his body and to the wine to be his blood. Right away, after we worship and the transformation of the oblations into the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Also, the peace is our greeting with one another. Yani, it's very bad that we do not teach our children the word peace be with you, or hail to you, or greeting words. They only just learn from the society outside the word hi, and they use it with everyone, younger than them, older than them, priest, deacon, principal, teacher, whatever, hi. It's bad. But the word peace be with you, good morning, good night, good evening. It's a very good word to insist that there is peace between one another. That's why in Egypt we say, peace be with you. Unfortunately, our brothers in Egypt changed it from assalamu alaikum to assalamu alaikum. Peace be on you or over you. It doesn't mean anything, but peace be with you. Peace be with you. It's completely different. I hope that we teach our children that the greeting word is much better than hi. It's very cold greeting. It's very something doesn't have warm feelings and warm mushes to give peace and to receive peace from the others as well. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 5 and 6, this to prove what I'm saying now. In Luke 10, 5 and 6, he says to his disciples when he was sending them to the first mission, to the second mission, the 70 apostles, he said, but whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. The first thing, say peace be to this house. And the marvelous peace which was given from a person to another, which mentioned in the Bible, what is that? Can you tell me? Ha! It's a quiz. What is the greatest and the most powerful peace which was given from person to another in the Bible? Yes? Ayo, Manel? Yeah. When Saint Mary went to Elizabeth, أعظم أقوى سلام شفناه من حد لحد كانت العذراء لما راحت لإليصابات. يقول إيه الكتاب؟ لما سمعت إليصابات صوت سلام مريم امتلأت من الروح القدس. When Elizabeth heard the greeting from Saint Mary, she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And not only that, but the baby in her womb leaped joyfully. Look what the peace can make. Do we do that to one another? When we go to our relatives, our friends, visiting any place, any family, do we start with peace be with you? Salam alaikum. Look, it's very important words. Also, Archangel Gabriel started to greet Saint Mary with peace word. Hail to you, Mary. Who are full of grace. Salamu alaki ya mumtali'a na'ma. At the end we say about the idea about the peace and the importance of the peace. In St. James' Gospel, St. James' Epistle, chapter 3, 18. St. James come after Hebrews. Yeah, 3:18. Look what St. James said. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. وثمر البر يزرع في السلام للذين يفعلون السلام. ثمر البر يزرع في السلام للي بيعملوا ايه؟ للي بيعملوا سلام. Now, 3 points. Peace with God and peace from God. Second point, peace with people. Third point, peace with myself. نتكلم عن أول حاجة. سلام مع الله وسلام من الله. Peace from God, with God, and peace from God. Number one, when the Lord created Adam and Eve, there was peace, no sin, innocence, purity, joy. Adam and Eve used to hear the voice of the Lord. But when the sin entered to the world through the envy of the devil, there was no peace. There was no peace. You remember the first or the beginning of the liturgy after the sermon? Oh God, the great and eternal who formed man in incorruption, and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed through the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we say that the angel said, glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth. So the death and the lack of peace, or peace and the stopping of peace, was a result of the sin. Unfortunately, Adam left the peace, lost the peace. He hid himself from the Lord. Yes? And it happened with his son Cain. After he killed his brother Abel, he hid from the Lord. And both cases, the Lord was searching for Adam as if he doesn't see him, and for asking for Cain as if he doesn't see him, but to give us an idea about the lack of peace. They lost the peace because of the sin. So we can say that the sin is separation from God. مش كده؟ Luke 15:13. When the prodigal son left the house of his father, he separated himself from him. And also, it's an enmity to God. Listen to what St. James said in 4:4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Friendship with the world, يعني محبة العالم عداوة لله. Then separation from God, enmity to God. Then what will happen? What will happen? Go back to Isaiah 48. ارجع بقى الأشعية. أشعية 48:22. تلاقي حاجة عجيبة. يقول إيه؟ اسمع الكلمة دي خطيرة قوي. خطيرة. يقول إيه؟ لا سلام، قال الرب للأشرار. لا سلام، قال الرب للأشرار. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. إذن هنا peace with God needs that we are in good relationship with God. God gives us peace, and the reconciliation that the Lord did, as St. Paul explained in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, he says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Reconciled. تصالحوا مع الله. هو ده السلام. ما السلام يعني ايه؟ وانا لو مش مصطلح معاك هيبقى في سلام بيني وبينك. If I am not reconciled with you, there is no peace between us. Don't betray yourself. ما تقولش no, I have peace with him. But please, أنا في حتة هو في حتة. I'm here and he's there. And be quiet and in peace far from him. You betray yourself. Because peace means reconciliation. If you don't have reconciliation with God, then you don't have peace with God. That's why the unbelievers can reconcile with God through faith. And the sinners can reconcile with God or have peace with God through repentance. I give you just one verse here and one verse here. غير المؤمنين يصطلحوا مع ربنا بالإيمان والخطاة يصطلحوا مع ربنا بالتوبة. تعال البروف الأولاني رومانز 5:1. احنا بنجيب كله من الكتاب المقدس عشان يبقى هو الريفرنس بتاعنا وما بنبقاش بنتكلم ببقنا ولكن بنتكلم من اللي قاله الروح القدس لآبائنا القديسين. رومانز 5:1 اسمعوا بيقول ايه. فإذ قد تبررنا بالإيمان لنا سلام مع الله بربنا يسوع المسيح. السلام هيجي منين؟ الإيمان بالمسيح ويجلنا من البر. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first verse. Second verse. السلام بقى من ال من ال من ال من الخطية يجي من أفسس Ephesians 2:14. Ephesians 2:14 بيقول إيه؟ For he himself is our peace. He himself is our peace. Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus having making peace. Here he broke the wall which was between us, and this was the sign that happened on the cross. Right away after the Lord delivered up his soul in the hands of the Father, what happened? Huh? To the curtain, قسم نصين, divided into two pieces. على فكرة, this curtain is not right. This curtain must be two pieces. And when Abuna opens, they opened two sides from the middle. But because they put the picture of St. Mary, they couldn't divide it. But normally, they put two on the two sides. And in the middle is already cut into two pieces. وَأَبُونَ يَفْتَحْ سِتْرْ from here and from here. Anyhow, but at least have the sign and the meaning in your heart to know that the sin divides us or separates us from God, and then no peace. Peace with God and peace from God. اللي بيعرفوا عربي بس فاهمين اللي انا بقوله. سلام مع الله, سلام مع الله بناخده من البداية. آدم وحواء فقدوا السلام بسبب الخطية. وبعدين آدم استخبى من ربنا وقايين استخبى من ربنا, كل اللي بيعمل خطية بيستخبى من ربنا, فاكر ربنا مش شايفه. يبقى الخطية فصلته عن ربنا. مش بس كده, فيها عداوة حصلت بين الإنسان وبين الله بسبب الإيه؟ الخطية. فقال كده, قال إنه في يعقوب 4:4 زي ما سمعنا دلوقتي عن الخطية. أشعيا 48 قال لا سلام قال إلهي أو قال الرب للأشرار. إزاي أخد المصالحة؟ بالمسيح. غير المؤمنين يأمنوا, إذ قد تبررنا مع الله بالإيمان يصير لنا سلام بربنا يسوع المسيح، يبقى هو اللي صالحنا وجاب لنا السلام. السلام كثمرة من ثمار الروح القدس، مش السلام اللي في الخارج، لا، نتكلم عن سلام معين جوه الإيمان بالمسيح. نمرة اثنين، إن محبة العالم عداوة لله، والخطية خطية بتنزع مننا السلام، لكن اللي بيرجعنا السلام الحائط المتوسط اللي بيننا وبين ربنا كسره المسيح بالصليب. عشان كده بنقول الحجاب لازم يبقى حتتين يتفتح من النص. Peace from God. Peace with God. Second part. Peace from God. Peace from God when God gives us peace. David the prophet and the king said in Psalm 29, the Lord will bless his people with peace. يقول ايه معلمنا داود النبي في 29، مزمور 29، يقول ايه؟ الله يبارك شعبه بالايه؟ بالسلام. الله يبارك شعبه بالسلام. ومعلمنا بولس الرسول في فيليبي 4 يقول كلمة جميلة جدا، يقول سلام الله، سلام الله الذي يفوق كل عقل يحفظ قلوبكم وأفكاركم فين؟ في المسيح يسوع. فيليبس 4:7 يقول ايه؟ And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here is the main difference between the peace from outside and the peace of God. When God gives me peace, he keeps my mind and he keeps my heart in purity and in good shape. That's why the church celebrates in the very joyful and also in any other occasion the most beautiful hymn in the church. What is it? Puro entiti, O King of Peace, give us your peace, settle us in your peace, and forgive us our sins. Purun de tihirini, moinan and tikirini, semninan and tikirini, kanin novin anivol. Ya Malik al-Salam, a'tina salama, qarrir lana salamak, waghfir lana khatayana. كنيسة تصلي دي في الأعياد وهي مدخلة الأوبليشنز، العريس والعروسة هم داخلين في الماتريموني، أخدين بالكو؟ طول سبعة، طول أسبوع الألام. In another tune, بس the same words. بنبص المسيح على الصليب ونقول له يا ملك السلام، the same. We look at him on the cross and say, "Purundetiri moinan entekiri simninan entekiri kanovinan evol kiriele yisun elakhr." What does it mean? It means that he is the source of our peace in joyful and sad. In all our circumstances, في جميع ظروفنا. وإحنا زعلانين وإحنا فرحانين وإحنا متضايقين وإحنا تعبانين وإحنا تايبين. في الفرح وفي الحزن هو ملك السلام. He is the king of peace. He is the only source of real and true peace. طبعا هنا يعني أقول I will give you some homework for you because we are going to finish. Unfortunately we will not be able to take the other two points, which is peace with people and peace with myself. It's enough to have the peace with God and from God today. I give you some references. And if you are writing, it would be good if this sermon is taped, you can listen to the or take the copy. These references reminds you all the time and cast away any thought of trouble or fearness. You'll see Isaiah 49:16, هو ذا على كفي نقشتك. على كفي. ربنا بيقول على on my palm هنا أنا printed you. ده مش بس print, ده بيسموها إيه هنا؟ graving, ها؟ inscribed, محطوطة بقى محفورة, dug يعني. ها؟ فاسمك منقوش على كف. خاف من ايه؟ What are you afraid of? Your name is here on his palm. Don't be afraid. Psalm 120, 123, and 91. I wanted to speak about the false peace, بس بلاش, not tonight. خلينا كده بقى. يعني this is the peace from God, but there is false peace. There is false peace in the church. In the church means in the circle of faith. There is a challenge from Satan to confuse us and to give us false peace. Inshallah, after 2 weeks from now, we will start with the false peace, عشان نخلصه, to finish it, and then go to the peace with God, with the people, and peace with ourselves. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Do you have any question? We have 3 minutes. If you have any question, yes, Ingrid. Yeah, it's a good suggestion, and I like. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have the references one by one for the next time, but at least I can ask you to read only the 4 Gospels, searching for existing peace between people and lack of peace between people. In the 4 Gospels, كده بسرعة, and Acts of Apostles. And also seek in the Psalms of the Vespers in the Agbaya about the peace. And you will find most of the topic after 2 weeks from now, inshallah. Is there any other question? Yes, Manat. Yeah. Yeah. This is one of the confusing verses, and I will explain it in the second part about peace with the people. To explain it as His Holiness Pope Shenouda explained it to Tawfiq al-Hakim. Tawfiq al-Hakim in Egypt one day is one of the main very famous philosophers. He died now, but he sent this question through the Al-Ahram, one of the famous newspaper, open question to His Holiness Pope Shenouda, and he answered this
question because it's very confusing for those who look at it yani in a shallow way or in a literal way. Inshallah, next time I'll explain this verse carefully, because we know that the Bible is the source of love, joy, peace, and the other six fruits of the Holy Spirit. بتسأل على الآية اللي قالها المسيح اللي بيقول إني ما جئت لألقي سلاما على الأرض, جئت لفرق أما الابن عن أبيه والأم, يعني جاي يفرق. فهنشوف الحكاية دي معناها إيه. المسيح قالها لي. Any other question? Thank you for listening, and I hope that these fruits do not only fill our minds, but I hope that they may touch our hearts to live really through the Holy Spirit in love, joy, and peace. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray. May God's word to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.